for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And it's a big ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays from all of us at Rosie on the House to all of you, the Arizona homeowners. Thank you for joining us, our holiday season special edition of Rosie on the House. And boy, one of the things I want to jump to first in this holiday season is a quick couple things of things to do. Have you seen the Arizona State Fair has a ho, ho holiday drive-through fair food festival? It's December 10th through the 13th, as well as the 17th through the 20th. Now, you can take a taste of the fair right in the safety of your own car. So just think about it. Pull it in a little minivan with all the kids in the back down at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. You're going to pull in there, and you're going to get yourself some cotton candy, and you're going to get yourself some corn dogs, and you're going to get yourself some fried pickles, and you're going to get yourself something new this year, fried eggnog. And you're going to load everybody up with this stuff, and then you're going to go, and you're going to do an internet search for free holiday light displays around Maricopa County. There are plenty of them. And you are going to drive around your little minivan with all them happy kids eating all them corn dogs and that cotton candy, and you are going to see an absolutely fabulous display of great holiday Arizona lights. Now, that could be a whole new tradition right here in Arizona. And if you want to go across Arizona, don't forget Prescott, Arizona's official Christmas city, the Courthouse Square, Williams, the Polar Express. Out in Prescott Valley, you can always do the Fane Park drive-through light display. In Sedona, at Tlacopaque, it's the Sweet Walks. The Verde Valley Railroad does magical Christmas journey from Clarksdale. Boat parade at Lake Havasu. Oh, man, how can you beat it? And then there's the Luminaria Walk in Flagstaff. Now, look, we've had, a lot to do this year. And this year we've had a lot of shows on cleanliness. In particular, a next level of cleanliness in, about, and around your house. We did a show with Hospitality BioClean talking about actually turning a surgical room standard of cleanliness and accomplishing that through your whole house. We talked about decluttering and getting organized with Bridges and Company. And we talked about whole house air purification. This is an item that actually goes into your existing ductwork. We call them air scrubbers. They get installed, they use ultraviolet light, and they literally purify the air being distributed throughout your house. And then the purified air purifies all the surfaces it comes in contact with. The carpet, the countertops, the furniture, the cabinets, the floor covering, everything. So I want to dive a little bit deeper in this particular segment on that particular component, because you install it and you forget about it. It's literally a nearly maintenance-free fixture that installs in your ductwork. Install it and be rest assured the home air you're breathing is purified. Join me now for a conversation with Jeff Carmichael of Rias.
Air purification.
A big interest in air purification.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, different solutions to keep that indoor air as clean as possible during a time like this.
What are the stages for that? Typically, I'll tell people, let's replace the spun fiberglass filter with a 1-inch paper pleated filter.
Yep.
But that's not doing anything biologically.
Correct. Yeah, obviously, we do want to stress the importance of changing our filter every month. But that's going to block the transfer of the dust and the dirt and the debris and the pet hair from getting into the air conditioning system, clogging up the air conditioning system, and internally just going back and recycling through your house.
Okay. Now take me up the ladder from that spun fiberglass, the 1-inch paper pleated. Now take me all the way to the top of the ladder, a sterile operating room.
Right. So
for air quality.
Yeah, absolutely. We we use a product called an air scrubber, and basically that's it gets installed into the air conditioning unit, the air handler, or into your furnace. Even if you have a roof mounted unit, we put it, we install them on those as well. It basically has a UV light, and it has what's called active pure technology. But it basically is a UV light, that has a proprietary catalytic process that creates oxygen and hydrogen inside your home. So the clean air that is outside, we introduce that environment inside. So as the air from your air conditioning system passes across that, it purifies it for all your germicides, bacteria that lives on surfaces inside your house, odors.
So if I've had a guest come in and sit at my coffee table,
sure,
who unknowingly was carrying something,
sure,
and left a microbial trace of that something,
yep,
on the table.
Yep.
This air
sanitizes that.
This air scrubber will sanitize that surface?
That's correct. So we've seen, obviously, an influx in demand for that product.
I imagine you are. How hateful is that to get installed?
It's actually really... it's not very time consuming. It takes my technicians about an hour and a half to 2 hours to install it.
Okay.
So, Romy, you have a question?
You say it takes Romy's an hour pointing. And a half to 2 hours?
Yes.
Yeah, once your technician gets there. How far booked out are your technicians?
Right, right. Well, and that's kind of an interesting... I'm glad you mentioned that, Romy. Our kind of thinking was, how do we help our customers? How do we help our business? And part of that was creating an offer, that, you know, we had a low profit, but, intention to keep our guys, you know, busy. So our employees are able to provide for their families.
How much have you got invested in every employee?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tens of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
In training and systems and.
Yeah. So we can't just, we recognize that we can't just be staying at home. So we've taken the necessary precautions though for our technicians and how they're, introducing to our homeowners. In our trade, you know, we wear gloves or sterile gloves. We wear, respirators. We, you know, have eye protection. Those are kind of standard for us. So, you know, our technicians might look a little scary approaching our homeowners' homes. but they're keeping themselves safe, keeping our customers safe, obviously. And I think, you know, in this time, we're able to provide our services to our homeowners in the most kind of sterile environment, if you will.
And I was not aware that we had a product we could install in the ductwork that would actually sanitize the surfaces in the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's incredible.
When you have the sanitizer in your air ducts, do you, because like right now, I haven't turned my AC on in a while.
Sure.
Do you have to turn the AC on them? Or does it work by itself?
No. So great question, Gary. We do need the air conditioning system on, but in a time like right now, where you know, we're not in demand for cooling, we're not in demand for heating. You can simply turn your fan to on.
Okay.
And then that will engage, and then transfer that air purified product throughout the house.
So the fan, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. And this is a UV light that's installed in the ductwork. Now, this came out a decade or more ago.
Yeah.
And the UV light actually
killed
some of the air conditioning equipment.
Yeah, it was disintegrating.
We had to learn how to install it.
Yep. So so we've come a long way since then. The UV light isn't shining directly onto the coil to disintegrate or cause any issues along those lines. There's a shielded protection to protect the air conditioning system. So if anything, it helps to prolong the life and efficiency of your air conditioning system, because it is killing the dust and all the contaminants that get onto the coil and essentially reduce your energy efficiency.
Is it a big power drain? Is it expensive to run?
No, it uses about 14 to 16 watts. Yeah, it's really minimal impact. So especially, like we mentioned, a time like right now where we're not in heating or cooling demand, simply running your fan is also a low power consumption. So running your fan with the air purifier energized, you're not going to notice a spike or any harm on your utility bill for that matter.
Okay, I'm going to get on my soapbox here a little bit because I've heard these being advertised the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, this might be a place you considerably overspend out of a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Rosie on the House listeners can underspend and get the same level of protection.
It's a great product. We love it. And this isn't a product that we are pitching or promoting now. This is a product that we recommend for the past several years to our customers. It's just a great product to have, considering how much people spend on air purifiers for their houses, you know, at Home Depot or Lowe's that purify one room of their home, and how much maintenance and how much you know, routine items that go into that one single product that costs us several hundred dollars.
Well,
to have your whole house purified with one simple unit is pretty incredible.
Is there any units these can't go onto? So we had Cheryl call earlier, and she said, I replaced a 30-year-old unit.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people using this as a foot-in-the-door tactic to go sell them a $30,000 air conditioning unit.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Is there any, like, if I come out and you're like, you know, hey, I've got this 30-year-old air conditioner, but it's still working, and I don't want to replace it. Can I add it to that?
We have not seen a unit that we can't install it on yet. Yeah, it's not working in conjunction with your air conditioning unit. It's simply just wired to it. So, yeah, it's not there's no potential for risk by installing one to an older unit.
Man, I can't thank you enough in this time to come on and share that with our listeners. And to me, again, the incredible thing to me, I knew it purified air. I did not know it purified surfaces. This is how Rosie on the House becomes every Arizona homeowner's best friend.